Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 106. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Josh Wheeler is producing, and I've got my girlfriend Taylor Ann in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news and information. And I have to say, Taylor is just such a great light. She is a young and very talented journalist. She reminds me of my friend Sloane Stephens. And I have to tell you, it is great having another woman in the building. Nothing against the guys, but it's enough of them. And Sloane and I started here together. When I came, Sloane was a weekend news anchor, and she and I spent lots of time here in the newsroom, here for breaking news, you know, always stuff popping off on Saturday nights. And we were here together on Saturday nights. And so I miss Sloane. I miss having her here with me and by my side. But it's so good having Taylor in the newsroom. And I'm so excited to see where her career goes in this journalism industry. And I'm so grateful that she is here with us at the Good Neighbor Station. And speaking of good neighbors, you know, I spend a lot of my time, even though I'm all the way in Cottage Grove, which I need a passport to get over there when I cross the Mississippi River to come on this side of town. But my base is in North Minneapolis. My church is at Fellowship, and my friends are there. I would live there, but the school systems are not as good as they need to be. We've got a new superintendent in Minneapolis, was just selected this week. I actually had a chance to meet her. I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. And so there may be a move for the Brundage family. We may be headed to North Minneapolis. But one of the things that everybody in my church is talking about, and the people that I'm connected to, is the blue line, the extension. It's moving closer to reality. And the right now, the recommended light rail route is 13 miles of new track. It's going to go from Target Field downtown through North Minneapolis, then onto Robbinsdale, Crystal, and then Brooklyn Park. It's a process that won't be completed until 2030. And the blue line extension is going to connect. It's going to be a connector of the transit systems that we already have in place. And so there's going to be a lot going on. There's going to be a lot to prepare for. There's going to be a lot of information. And then there's also going to be a lot of misinformation. As I go to church on Sundays, the concern is this going to be a Rondo 2.0? Are they going to split up our community? Are we going to be displaced? Will we have a voice in the process? And you know who they coming to ask that question? They coming to me. So I have to make sure that I use the platforms that I have, whether it is this show or my podcast network or my social media channels, to hold people accountable and ask questions. So I have with me Malushka Navoda. She is the attorney with Hortacea, the law firm in Minneapolis. I just can't thank you enough for being here on the show. Welcome. This is your first time on the Shaletta Show.
It is my first time. Thank you so much for allowing me to be in this wonderful space with you, Shaletta.
Well, I appreciate you coming down here and actually being in the studio with me. We could have had this conversation on the phone, but I wanted us to connect face to face because this blue line is something that is exciting, right, for the city. But, you know, there's so much misinformation or disinformation out there regarding it that people in my community are apprehensive. And I want to address those concerns and erase those fears with my voice and my channels. Now, I understand you're going to be working with Hennepin County. What's your relation to this whole blue line project?
Our relationship is maybe two steps removed, in the sense that I'm definitely not an engineer and I am not an employee with Hennepin County. And that set of people are the ones who would have the key information for listeners, businesses, and the community. The step I am in is one of more support on the Elevate Hennepin, which is a platform that Hennepin County started in order to provide a gateway for businesses to access information and to prepare for disruption, because the Blue Line will disrupt things once it's built, but in an intelligent way to address challenges. So Elevate is a platform of consultants, lawyers like me, accountants, strategic planners, marketing experts that can help businesses learn more and strategize as to how to deal with this and use the challenge to grow and prosper.
Okay, what kind of assistance can you offer these small businesses? Because I'm thinking about Sammy's. I'm thinking about some of the churches. I'm thinking about some of the people who have, you know, the cookie carts right there. And so many of my friends who have those businesses right there in that area that after we get out of church on Sunday mornings, we make sure we get over there and support and patronize those businesses. So what kind of services and assistance can you offer as this project gets closer?
Well, let's think about the fact that probably there's not going to be a groundbreaking for a few months, right? So we have time to prepare. And I think that that's exactly where we are now, the time to prepare. And so I think the challenge is a perfect spot for small businesses to plan three things: marketing, strategy, and legal structure. Why? Because we're so busy managing our businesses that very often we know we have like 10 projects that we want to get done. And we never do because we're delivering, we're hosting, we're preparing, we're cooking. And so this is a perfect time to start putting the preparation there. So, for example, a business can access 25 hours of free help from any of the experts. Let's start with legal. They can come to me and think about what contracts they want to establish. Is their lease in perfect shape? Do they have a written lease? Because many times we just keep on going on the monthly. What features of the lease they would like to renegotiate with their landlord? Is there a chance to do that now? For the marketing and strategy, how would they deal with their customers not being able to get to their door? So can they prepare a strategy for online sales? Can they prepare a strategy for reaching more audiences? And frankly, can they be ready for the increased traffic that's going to come to their businesses because of the Blue Line?
And, you know, we got to start thinking about it now. I think about so many business owners. I remember in Rondo when Metro Transit was doing construction and Tamika Jones was like, she was not ready. You know, the online store was not ready. And she was counting on that foot traffic in the summertime, but they had construction projects so people couldn't get to her, and how it impacted her business negatively. And so what you're saying is, Hortensia, the law firm in Minneapolis, Marushka, you're telling me that you can start working with these businesses now through Elevate Hennepin County to help these small businesses? A lawyer can help them negotiate like with a landlord and do all that stuff?
Yeah. What happens with construction is that you have an open door to do the things that you want to do, right? Like when we put in a renovation in our home, we need to plan a few things that are going to happen. Very often we clean it up and it's the chance to get the house in order. So this is a chance to get the house in order. As a lawyer, I might not be, I am going to be able to help businesses set up the lease, maybe structure contracts better so that we can lower costs of certain consultants that frankly sometimes charge too much, access new ones that are better, things like that. But I think that the key here with Elevate Hennepin would also be the strategic consulting and the marketing.
Yeah.
Those would be awesome.
That's amazing. 25 free hours of legal services is what Hennepin County Elevate provides. And as a small business owner, that is so crucial. You know how much 25 hours of legal advice cost, and you're getting it for free? That is amazing. Now, I've got some people who are already DMing me, and they want to know, how can I take advantage of this? I'm in North Minneapolis. I'm listening to the show. I'm at the barbershop. Tito Wilson, I got your message. I see you, brother. Hold on. We're talking. We're going to get to it. People, Baruchka, people send me text messages and DMs in the middle of interviews and get mad when I don't respond. Tito, cool out, brother. We're talking about, because this is the thing, Anissa Keys, Tito Wilson, all these black business owners, they have built buildings. They're doing new construction. Houston White, all these folks are over there doing amazing things in North Minneapolis, and they want to know how it's going to impact them. Now, you have got a virtual workshop coming up on December 7th to talk about businesses along the Metro Blue Line extension. It is a webinar, and people can sign up. Tell me about this event on December 7th. So if you are listening, or you know somebody who is over there who is going to be impacted, I need you guys to listen up, because Marushka is going to tell us how we can participate in this workshop.
So, Tito, we hear you very loud and clear. Access to the Elevate Hennepin can be reached super fast. Just do a Google for Elevate Hennepin. You'll be in the portal. You can check out all the consultants and sign up for 25 hours of free help from any of us. On the 7th, Kwame Osafo Addo, who is a lawyer with Legal Corps, and I are going to talk about the ground stones that we have to put first.
Mm-hmm.
And those are getting our house in order,
yeah,
in terms of our corporate structure.
Yeah.
Because one, have we renewed the LLC? And you know that in Minnesota, we can renew it for free every
yeah.
year.
Mm-hmm.
But we receive all this mail telling us to pay them $90 to renew our LLC.
I get it all the time. I was like, well, what is this? This don't look right, and it's not right.
No, it isn't. And we can do it for free in 5 minutes. In Delaware, they charge you a ton of money. In Maryland, they charge you a ton of money. You have to have a registrar and I don't know what. Minnesota makes it easy. We're going to make sure that you have the right structure, that you have the right structure for growth. Because if a business has been managing as a partnership or a sole proprietorship and they start getting to the point where their income is higher, is this a good time to change to an S corporation? Save yourself some money,
mm-hmm,
and have a better structure. And we're also going to talk about leases, because many of the businesses along the possible routes of the Blue Line may or may not have had the opportunity to negotiate a good lease,
mm,
and or to have a lease at all. Many of the clients that come to Kwame and
me—they just month to month.
Exactly. So we need to get them in writing. And specifically because this is the time to get good things from your landlord that you may not know you could negotiate, like tenant improvements.
Yes. Yes. That's so important. And they are making this available December 7th. You can go to this free online workshop for businesses that are going to be along the Metro Blue Line extension. You can go to elevatehennepin.org. That's elevatehennepin.org, and sign up for the legal services for small business workshop on December 7th. Marushka Navarra, thank you so much for making your debut on The Shaletta Show and coming down to talk about what is going to happen, how these businesses are going to be impacted, and how you are going to help. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. An honor.
You all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 106. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Josh Wheeler is producing, and I've got my girlfriend Taylor Ann in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news and information. And I have to say, Taylor is just such a great light. She is a young and very talented journalist. She reminds me of my friend Sloane Stephens. And I have to tell you, it is great having another woman in the building. Nothing against the guys, but it's enough of them. And Sloane and I started here together. When I came, Sloane was a weekend news anchor, and she and I spent lots of time here in the newsroom, here for breaking news, you know, always stuff popping off on Saturday nights. And we were here together on Saturday nights. And so I miss Sloane. I miss having her here with me and by my side. But it's so good having Taylor in the newsroom. And I'm so excited to see where her career goes in this journalism industry. And I'm so grateful that she is here with us at the Good Neighbor Station. And speaking of good neighbors, you know, I spend a lot of my time, even though I'm all the way in Cottage Grove, which I need a passport to get over there when I cross the Mississippi River to come on this side of town. But my base is in North Minneapolis. My church is at Fellowship, and my friends are there. I would live there, but the school systems are not as good as they need to be. We've got a new superintendent in Minneapolis, was just selected this week. I actually had a chance to meet her. I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. And so there may be a move for the Brundage family. We may be headed to North Minneapolis. But one of the things that everybody in my church is talking about, and the people that I'm connected to, is the blue line, the extension. It's moving closer to reality. And the right now, the recommended light rail route is 13 miles of new track. It's going to go from Target Field downtown through North Minneapolis, then onto Robbinsdale, Crystal, and then Brooklyn Park. It's a process that won't be completed until 2030. And the Blue Line extension is going to connect. It's going to be a connector of the transit systems that we already have in place. And so there's going to be a lot going on. There's going to be a lot to prepare for. There's going to be a lot of information. And then there's also going to be a lot of misinformation. As I go to church on Sundays, the concern is this going to be a Rondo 2.0? Are they going to split up our community? Are we going to be displaced? Will we have a voice in the process? And you know who they coming to ask that question? They coming to me. So I have to make sure that I use the platforms that I have, whether it is this show or my podcast network or my social media channels, to hold people accountable and ask questions. So I have with me Malushka Navoda. She is the attorney with Hortacea, the law firm in Minneapolis. I just can't thank you enough for being here on the show. Welcome. This is your first time on the Shaletta Show.
It is my first time. Thank you so much for allowing me to be in this wonderful space with you, Shaletta.
Well, I appreciate you coming down here and actually being in the studio with me. We could have had this conversation on the phone, but I wanted us to connect face to face because this blue line is something that is exciting, right, for the city. But, you know, there's so much misinformation or disinformation out there regarding it that people in my community are apprehensive. And I want to address those concerns and erase those fears with my voice and my channels. Now, I understand you're going to be working with Hennepin County. What's your relation to this whole Blue Line project?
Our relationship is maybe two steps removed, in the sense that I'm definitely not an engineer, and I am not an employee with Hennepin County. And that set of people are the ones who would have the key information for listeners, businesses, and the community. The step I am in is one of more support on the Elevate Hennepin, which is a platform that Hennepin County started in order to provide a gateway for businesses to access information and to prepare for disruption, because the Blue Line will disrupt things once it's built, but in an intelligent way to address challenges. So Elevate is a platform of consultants, lawyers like me, accountants, strategic planners, marketing experts that can help businesses learn more and strategize as to how to deal with this and use the challenge to grow and prosper.
Okay, what kind of assistance can you offer these small businesses? Because I'm thinking about Sammy's. I'm thinking about some of the churches. I'm thinking about some of the people who have, you know, the cookie carts right there. And so many of my friends who have those businesses right there in that area that after we get out of church on Sunday mornings, we make sure we get over there and support and patronize those businesses. So what kind of services and assistance can you offer as this project gets closer?
Well, let's think about the fact that probably there's not going to be a groundbreaking for a few months, right? So we have time to prepare. And I think that that's exactly where we are now, the time to prepare. And so I think the challenge is a perfect spot for small businesses to plan three things: marketing, strategy, and legal structure. Why? Because we're so busy managing our businesses that very often we know we have like 10 projects that we want to get done. And we never do because we're delivering, we're hosting, we're preparing, we're cooking. And so this is a perfect time to start putting the preparation there. So, for example, a business can access 25 hours of free help from any of the experts. Let's start with legal. They can come to me and think about what contracts they want to establish. Is their lease in perfect shape? Do they have a written lease? Because many times we just keep on going on the monthly. What features of the lease they would like to renegotiate with their landlord? Is there a chance to do that now? For the marketing and strategy, how would they deal with their customers not being able to get to their door? So can they prepare a strategy for online sales? Can they prepare a strategy for reaching more audiences? And frankly, can they be ready for the increased traffic that's going to come to their businesses because of the Blue Line?
And, you know, we got to start thinking about it now. I think about so many business owners. I remember in Rondo when Metro Transit was doing construction and Tamika Jones was like, she was not ready. You know, the online store was not ready. And she was counting on that foot traffic in the summertime, but they had construction projects so people couldn't get to her, and how it impacted her business negatively. And so what you're saying is, Hortensia, the law firm in Minneapolis, Marushka, you're telling me that you can start working with these businesses now through Elevate Hennepin County to help these small businesses? A lawyer can help them negotiate like with a landlord and do all that stuff?
Yep. What happens with construction is that you have an open door to do the things that you want to do, right? Like when we put in a renovation in our home, we need to plan a few things that are going to happen. Very often we clean it up and it's the chance to get the house in order. So this is a chance to get the house in order. As a lawyer, I might not be, I am going to be able to help businesses set up the lease, maybe structure contracts better so that we can lower costs of certain consultants that frankly sometimes charge too much, access new ones that are better, things like that. But I think that the key here with Elevate Hennepin would also be the strategic consulting and the marketing.
Yeah.
Those would be awesome.
That's amazing. 25 free hours of legal services is what Hennepin County Elevate provides. And as a small business owner, that is so crucial. You know how much 25 hours of legal advice cost, and you're getting it for free? That is amazing. Now, I've got some people who are already DMing me, and they want to know, how can I take advantage of this? I'm in North Minneapolis. I'm listening to the show. I'm at the barbershop. Tito Wilson, I got your message. I see you, brother. Hold on. We're talking. We're going to get to it. People, Marushka, people send me text messages and DMs in the middle of interviews and get mad when I don't respond. Tito, cool out, brother. We're talking about, because this is the thing, Anissa Keys, Tito Wilson, all these black business owners, they have built buildings. They're doing new construction. Houston White, all these folks are over there doing amazing things in North Minneapolis, and they want to know how it's going to impact them. Now, you have got a virtual workshop. coming up on December 7th to talk about businesses along the Metro Blue Line extension. It is a webinar and people can sign up. Tell me about this event on December 7th. So if you are listening, or you know somebody who is over there who is going to be impacted, I need you guys to listen up, because Marushka is going to tell us how we can participate in this workshop.
So, Tito, we hear you very loud and clear. Access to the Elevate Hennepin can be reached super fast. Just do a Google for Elevate Hennepin. You'll be in the portal. You can check out all the consultants and sign up for 25 hours of free help from any of us. On the 7th, Kwame Osafo Addo, who is a lawyer with Legal Corps, and I are going to talk about the ground stones that we have to put first.
Mm-hmm.
And those are getting our house in order,
yeah,
in terms of our corporate structure.
Yeah.
Because, one, have we renewed the LLC? And you know that in Minnesota, we can renew it for free every
yeah
year,
mm-hmm,
but we receive all this mail telling us to pay them $90 to renew our LLC.
I get it all the time. I was like, well, what is this? This don't look right, and it's not right.
No, it isn't. And we can do it for free in 5 minutes. In Delaware, they charge you a ton of money. In Maryland, they charge you a ton of money. You have to have a registrar and I don't know what. Minnesota makes it easy. We're going to make sure that you have the right structure, that you have the right structure for growth. Because if a business has been managing as a partnership or a sole proprietorship and they start getting to the point where their income is higher, is this a good time to change to an S corporation? Save yourself some money,
mm-hmm,
and have a better structure. And we're also going to talk about leases, because many of the businesses along the possible routes of the Blue Line may or may not have had the opportunity to negotiate a good lease,
mm,
and or to have a lease at all. Many of the clients that come to Kwame and
they're just month to month.
Exactly. So we need to get them in writing. And specifically because this is the time to get good things from your landlord that you may not know you could negotiate, like tenant improvements.
Yes. Yes. That's so important. And they are making this available December 7th. You can go to this free online workshop for businesses that are going to be along the Metro Blue Line extension. You can go to ElevateHennepin.org. That's ElevateHennepin.org, and sign up for the legal services for small business workshop on December 7th. Marushka Navarra, thank you so much for making your debut on The Shaletta Show and coming down to talk about what is going to happen, how these businesses are going to be impacted, and how you are going to help. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. An honor.
You all stick around. We've got more to come.